It's time for the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Also streaming live at KFARradio.com. Sponsored by Compos, your home for fun in the great outdoors. And now your host, Craig Compo.
Terry, listen, my name is Roy Mercer. I understand you're a photographer here in Durant.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I got a kind of a situation I was wondering if you could help me out with. My boy Raymond is in the FFA, and he had a goat that he raised. We called it General Custer because, you know, he had that little goatee there. And Custer, and he won a pretty pet contest. But I need to get that goat's picture took. We need a picture before we can win the contest outright.
Uh-huh.
But the bad part about it is, Terry, that General Custer passed away last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it
so
was...
So you want to take a picture of your goat dead?
Well, I don't want him to look dead is a thing.
Okay.
But I, it ain't funny. It's a family pet, kind of, And my boy, you know, he's all tore up about it because we got about $500 first prize and some kitchen appliances coming to, you know, won this thing. But I was wondering, he's starting to stiffen up a little bit. We throwed him, well, it ain't funny. We throwed him over the clothesline pole last night so his legs would hang straight down. So when it stiffed up, then he'd just be standing. Would that be all right?
I don't think I could make him look living. That's the problem.
Well, what would it take? Because I've been brushing his fur out a little bit and tried to floof it up a little bit. Could you maybe do something with his eyes? Because they kind of glazed over and maybe brighten them up a little bit. Could you enhance it? I don't know. Do you touch him up there in the studio? I don't know how something like that.
I don't think I could do that.
You couldn't do that?
No.
Well, by God. I just need a picture took of it, and it really needs to be professionally done. I'm afraid I might not make it. I got a camera around here, and I'm afraid I might not make him look alive. And he needs to kind of, you know, have that live, you know, that glow in his eye.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It'd help.
When can you bring that goat down?
Well, you gonna be there all day?
let's see. Let me get back over to the
day. You might want me to bring him in hour after hours because he's beginning to smell a mite. It ain't funny. It really ain't funny.
I don't have any time, so...
Time's running out, and if I don't win that prize, it might just boil down to somebody getting a dadgum ass whoop. It ain't funny. How big a boy are you?
Okay, now who is this?
Roy Mercer.
Yeah.
You use both eyes to look through that lens or just one? Because that's all you're going to have left after I come down there. It ain't funny. How much would it cost, man, to get 8x10? Maybe I should bend one of the goat's legs up where it looks like he's kind of running.
There you go.
Maybe jumping over a log or something like
jumping
that.
Jumping over a fence.
Yeah. You ready for an ass whooping? Because I need that $500 and a blender and a toaster oven and... Think of one of them Cousinards.
You're not helping the situation by telling me to whoop my ass.
Well, you ain't helping me because you tell me you ain't going to take a picture of my damn goat.
Well.
Your business is that good? You can just afford to just throw it off?
Well, I don't have to listen to people tell me they're going to whoop my ass.
Well, then, if you'd just be reasonable about it, I'd come down there and bring a goat in, and it wouldn't take you 5 minutes.
Well, I think I'm going to have to pass on the job, sir.
Well, I guarantee if you do that, then what I'm going to do... is I'm going to come down there and whoop your ass, and then I'm going to take that dadgum dead goat up to Tulsi, and I'm going to, I heard there's a photographer up there, Kathy Sue and Randy, that would, by God, take a picture of any dead animal I had, maybe even you.
Now, you better watch it, because Kathy Sue would whoop your ass.
Terry, you were beginning to get a little pissed off. I can tell.
I thought we had your goat.
Who is this?
This is Phil and Brent. How you doing, Terry?
I'm doing okay.
Yeah? You ever get unusual requests like that for pictures?
Actually, yeah. You know, you weren't that... you have to understand, I'm in southern Oklahoma.
I know where Durant
is. Just everyday, you know, work.
So what dead animals have you took pictures of?
A took one picture of a dead person.
Dead person?
Yeah,
oh, my God.
Yeah, I had to go down to the funeral home, and it was a real easy job. She didn't move or anything.
All right, that's another episode of R.D. Mercer. How big a boy are you, R.D. Mercer? This is Craig with the Outdoor Show. Thanks for tuning in on a Saturday. And, you know, I've always had a lot of respect for somebody who's good with a camera and photography and film. And I have a guest in the studio today that's my favorite photographer and film person, my daughter, Emily. Hey, Emmy, how are you doing? Whoops, I had your mic off. You doing good?
I'm doing great.
Okay, great. Well, listen, so you've got the kind of mind I've got a little bit overactive and creative and stuff. And I, you know, we both kind of have that same thing, but you've turned yours into a real talent and you've got a lot of projects you're always working on. I know you've done a lot of film. You went to film school in Colorado. You've been involved with a lot of different jobs that have promotional and graphic work needed, and you've done that, editing work and all that. You've worked for a lot of different...
been making your commercials since I was 14.
Yeah, the old... For those of you who have seen them but never knew where they came from, the old commercials with Urban Rahoy and Cliffy Everett's and Bud Fate.
No, let's go way back. Okay. I'm talking the River Challenge when I was 14. I was making your videos in Grandma's sewing room.
That's over 20 years ago. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you have. Yeah, that's right. You made all my Hull's Gone Wild videos, all my boat videos. I'd get Emily and I say, yeah, we're going up river. We're going to go up this river we've never been up. We're going to go charging up over log jams and beaver dams and everything, and you just film it. So that was
some
good.
Of the positions I got into were questionable.
Oh, I tell you, there's some footage on there. In fact, you know, the compos.com site has been taken over by the new owners, but we have compos.org, and we're accumulating all that old footage and putting all the good stuff just for entertainment
value.
I
have 3 shoe boxes in my storage unit.
Full of that stuff. Oh, I can't wait to see some. Because there's some of the stuff that we couldn't put on the air, you know. Probably had alcohol involved or
lots
something.
Of that.
Yeah. Anyway. So what are you up to? What do you got going? I know you, I saw a video you made yesterday, about a 25-minute video. Really good. But I don't know anything about... really the way that these YouTube videos work and how they get viral and all that stuff. But tell me what you got going on.
Okay, well, starting from the top, I am now 37 years old, and I decided to not retire early, but do what all the retirees are doing, and I am snowbirding. My husband and I go down to the States in the wintertime, and we come back up here for the summertime. But I figured... I'm really into creepy, weird, bizarre stories that, you know, have kind of been lost to history. So I decided to dive into them. And all over the States, I will be, you know, deep diving into these stories that have kind of been forgotten through time and, you know, bringing out the creep factor a little bit. And so I started a YouTube channel doing this. And this first month, I just launched yesterday or the day before yesterday. And the first month is going to be all about Alaska, because even though we have, you know, this beautiful scenery and, you know, these great hunting stories and all this stuff, it can get a lot creepier that people don't like to, you know, use for PR for Alaskan tourism. But the locals love it.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what I'm going towards is, you know, these creepy stories and make them really
true
immersive.
Stories.
Yes. These are true stories. They are all fact based. I am a researcher, so I deep dive as much as I can into finding out things that people don't know about. And there is the story that I just launched. Some of you may know it. I'm not going to give it away, but let's just say it's a look into a man who knew this terrain quite well. Some say he was a hunter, but not the kind you want to cross paths with. So tune in to find out.
Yeah, okay, so... These are sometimes murder mysteries, unsolved cases.
It covers true crime, cryptid creatures that, you know, people see off in the wilderness that, you know, call your name and you turn around and no one's there. You have bizarre disappearances, conspiracy theories. I mean, a little bit of everything.
Huh. Well, not like the Bigfoot that was up at the Dogmeisher's Hall with Glenner texting him a few years ago.
No, more like the Lost Tribe of the Chena River.
Lost Tribe of the Lower Chena. Yeah, for those of you who haven't seen that, it's still on YouTube, Lost Tribe of the Lower Chena. It's of course, fictional, but it's still fun to watch. It's got a lot of views.
I might do a deep dive into that.
Yeah. So how do you decide? You say you're going to do these wherever you travel. Like you're mentioning to me off the air about Vancouver, BC.
So first off, if you do want to go see these and watch these, I'm all over social media. But if you want to find me on YouTube, the channel is called Creepy Crossroad. And the reason why is since we're traveling across country, a lot of these things end up intersecting and seeing. And it's just, when you're going down this road, you always have that choice to, do I want to go down the dark path or the lighter path? And, I always like to deep dive into creepy things.
So there's probably no state that there hasn't been creepy stuff happen, right? And some of these are just weird sightings. Some of them are, like I said, murder mysteries. I remember there was a show one time on a stretch of road between Canada and Alaska somewhere, one specific stretch where there were just a series of...
The Highway of Tears.
Yes, that's what it was, mm-hmm. Highway of Tears, where these gals went missing, or gals mm-hmm. and guys, I don't remember, but they slowly tracked it down.
I think it was over 80 women, I think. Oh, wow. I might be wrong on that
It
number.
Was a bunch, yeah.
It was a bunch.
Yeah.
But where this all came from is I was in Wyoming visiting family, and I ran across this really strange story, and it was called the Death Row All-Stars. And I was like, what the hell is that? And so I looked into it, and apparently at the Wyoming penitentiary down in Rawlins, they had this baseball team made up of people, of prisoners, and as long as you won the game, you didn't have to go to death row. And so all these people were literally playing for their lives. And I had never heard this story. And I was like, this is absolutely horrific in such an interesting way. The youngest person on the team was 9 years old. And so, I was diving in, why would a 9-year-old get on death row in Wyoming? But this was Wyoming in 1901.
Wow.
So, just learning about these things that have kind of been lost to history. So that's kind of, where it's coming from.
Huh. So, you've got a few of them in line. Lined up that you're going to do. You just released your first one. It's not public yet.
It is public.
Oh,
it
so
is public.
Okay. So you don't want to say. You don't want to tell people what it is. But how could they? How can they find it?
So you can go onto YouTube and go to. You just type in "Creepy Crossroad." No
singular,
S.
Yeah.
Yep. So Creepy Space Crossroad. You can also find me on Facebook, Instagram, same one,
okay.
Creepy Crossroad.
All right.
My website will be launching hopefully within the next 2 days. I'm just waiting for some tech stuff to come through, but that will be www.creepycrossroad.com.
Okay.
And you can.
And we're recording Wednesday for Saturday airing, so it may be out by the time you can hear this, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So what does your husband think of this?
He is very supportive. he helps me brainstorm, especially with titles and ideas and, maybe we shouldn't go there. He's like, should you advertise that? And I was like, some people don't want to be associated with serial killers, so I'm not going to, advertise their name in my marketing. But no, we're a good team. He definitely helps support me in this. And, he helps me do some research and find some things I hadn't thought of. And then my dad, definitely, he has brought some stories to my attention, especially in Alaska, that I had no idea.
After the break, I want to talk about a couple of those because they go back to my dad telling me the story mm-hmm. about who knew this guy, this one particular case. And it's really difficult to find information on it. So we'll talk a little bit about that. We're talking with Emily Peterson Wood and her new little adventure, Creepy Crossroad. Available on YouTube, so you can watch that if you have an interest. The first episode I just saw it yesterday, I thought it was fantastic, really interesting. I knew about the story, but I didn't know some of the details, so it's pretty cool. Anyway, we'll be back after this break and talk more with Emily.
The Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio will return right after this.
For more than 75 years, the go-to outdoor business in Fairbanks has been Compo's. Bob Compo Sr. first opened the doors on 12th and Cushman in 1945. A lot has changed since then, but one thing hasn't changed. Compo's passion for getting you outdoors and away from the rat race and their business philosophy can be wrapped up in a few words Bob Sr. used to say. And that's, treat people right and they'll tell a few others. Treat them poorly and they'll tell a few dozen. Compo, on Boat Street, doing business in Fairbanks since Harry Truman was president.
How do you get the smoking best deal in town on just about anything? On 50-50 Fridays. Duh, that's how. 50-50 Fridays partners together with your favorite local merchants to bring you great new deals of half-off savings. Simply go to this station's website and click on the 50-50 Fridays button at the top of the page to see what new deal is being offered each week. Get ready to score your half-off deals on such items as dining out, entertainment, services, activities, events, and even more. Shop 50-50 Fridays. You'll spend less. You'll have more. And even if it isn't Friday, be sure to check back with the 50-50 Fridays page regularly, where you can discover unclaimed half-off deals that may still be available. Every 50-50 Fridays week, you'll hear about the upcoming offer daily on 8 of the most listened to radio stations in the interior. Can your business benefit from a week of saturated, enthusiastic promotion on 8 radio stations? The answer is yeah, it sure. Why wouldn't it? Talk to us. 50-50 Fridays, brought to you by the radio station, your local family of radio stations.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30, brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company, followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon, Compo's Outdoor Show at 12:30, Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m., Explore Fairbanks at 1:30, The Drive with Glacier Garage at 2 p.m., followed by Building Alaska with Jen Solar. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio. And now, back to the Compo's Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio.
All right, Fairbanks, welcome back. We are talking with Emily Peterson-Wood, my daughter, who grew up making films for me and commercials and videos and just a lot of... We have a collection on Betamax and VHS and everything else of some early stuff we did. Let's talk about the Mini-Z commercial.
Oh, I'm going to hurt you. No, I think that's on YouTube.
Okay, yeah, we won't talk about
that. I think
that.
I set that to private permanently.
Yeah. There's a lot of we had a lot of fun making film and all that stuff early on. I remember doing claymation
when
I was a kid.
Yeah, our family bonding consisted of VHS cameras or, 8mm camera. Yeah. I mean, it was, yeah, I still have a bunch of those. It cuts from you doing circles on the Chena River in, you know, those old Hughescraft boats to me taking my first step. So it's, very much incorporated.
In other words, the video we got taped over a lot of times.
You're like, hey, just grab me a VHS real quick.
Yeah. Emmy's taking her first steps and it cuts to me showing off a new Hughescraft jet boat. Whoops, sorry.
Welcome to the
Compo family. We think she walked that day. Yeah, right. Anyway, so we're talking about her new adventure, Creepy Crossroad, which is kind of a cool thing. It's not for the faint of heart, for sure. In fact, we'll probably talk about some stuff here in a minute that you might want to switch radio stations if you get queasy a little bit. Some of these bizarre things, they are interesting. Some people get bothered by it because humankind can be nasty. I mean, there can be some really strange, nasty things. And, I mean, there's a lot of them in Alaska. I'm just thinking, you know, the Silka murder out at Manly. Mm-hmm. I remember that very well, and I know people that were involved there. I knew one of the guys that died, Fred Burke, that died there. This madman went out there, and as people pulled up in the slough, he offed them and threw them in the slough, and he was just a nutcase. And a lot of the guy that bought property from my folks, your grandparents, out at Chena Hot Springs Road, was the chopper pilot that was sent out there when they took him out from the air. So. Just a lot of those kind of things. They're kind of bothersome, but intriguing at the same time. And I'm good friends with Captain Spitzer now. Had him on the radio earlier this week, and he tells me some stories that are just still to this day. It's like, wow, man, that's weird. We got the Joe Vogler story. I mean, I remember living through all that, and. Mm-hmm.
Well, and then there's stories that I've heard from all the pilots here about the things that they see in the sky that nobody really reports or talks about. I mean, there's things that go on in this state that, you know, I mean, it's so vast and it's so big and it's so untouched and untapped that
it's a great place to hide a body. Alaska probably voted the best place to hide a body, best state to hide a body.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing too is, since this is still kind of a baby channel, I'm open to a lot of other things. So I have my email is attached to that as well. It's creepycrossroad@gmail.com. If you have cool, interesting stories that are just, you know, that you heard from your grandpa or you witnessed or it was someone's friend's aunt or whatever it is, I'm totally open to
this. Can
to
be
you.
Anything from a Bigfoot sighting to a unsolved murder to
an alien abduction. I mean, you name it.
Yeah.
And, you know, you were talking about, you know, this not being for the faint of heart. I used to really be into the paranormal stuff, you know, looking into all the things unknown. And I still am. I'm a very open-minded skeptic is what I call myself. But as I get older, I'm realizing I'm more afraid of people than anything else, especially deep diving into these stories.
Well, look, again, this might be a little out there, but give me an example of one of the creepier stories you're researching.
Okay. So, on my road trip throughout or across the country, I'm going to be stopping along the route. So I'm hitting this one spot, and a lot of you may be familiar with this one. If you're not, again, you may want to change channels.
Like right now?
Right now.
Okay.
But I'm going to be heading down.
Just as long as it's another radio station channel. Don't go over to the other guys, right? Okay.
But I'm heading down the Cassier Highway this time going south, and I'm going to be going through Vancouver. Now, in Vancouver, I read about this man named Robert Picton, and I'm not sure if you know of him or not, but he was they found him. He started picking up women in 1984, and he wasn't caught until 2002, and he was picking up, you know, ladies of the night from downtown Vancouver, taking them back to his pig farm, you know, doing whatever he does. Mm-hmm. And then to dispose of these bodies, you know, he would throw them to the pigs to get rid of the bodies and then sell the pigs back to the people to eat.
In the community. Oh, yeah. That's a bit creepy.
Next level. But the worst part is last time I went through Vancouver, there was a giant sign that says, "We've got the best sausage." And I was like, this was '02, too soon, but still, like, I want to know why. I want to know, you know, when he got caught. You know, I want to hear about the victims.
Yeah.
I want to know all about it. And I'm just such a curious person, and I love doing research. And the thing is that I bring the facts. So I don't, you know, enhance this. I don't, you know, bring anything that's not been documented. And if it is, you know, an oral legend that's been passed down, I will also say that too. So I let you make your own decisions based off of the information that I give you.
That's creepy. The one that's a little less creepy but still bizarre to me is a story my dad told me about years ago. I think it was in the late 70s. There was an Evinrude dealer down at a Sitka, Wrangell, somewhere down in there, who took his wife out on the fishing boat. She didn't come back.
Wife and daughter.
Wife and daughter, yep. And he came back and he was messing around with a 19-year-old gal in I'm going to call it Sitka, but Juneau, somewhere down there in the panhandle. Anyway, he came back, didn't call Mayday, whatever, said they fell off the boat, whatever. He miraculously had a $100,000 insurance policy on her at the time, which in 77 was like $1 million today or several hundred thousand. Anyway, the insurance company could never prove anything, so they had to pay out this. Everybody in that community knew what was going on. He gets the check. He flies to Queen Anne Hill in Seattle, which is the upscale part of Seattle there, with this young gal, and they're living the social life. They're hitting cocktail parties and cruising and partying, and he bought a brand-new Corvette. And on the way back from a cocktail party, he's driving too fast, probably drunk, goes off the road, flips it, flies out. He's a paraplegic. The 19-year-old was fine.
And left him,
yeah. Once he was a paraplegic, she said, I'm moving on. Anyway, in the meantime, they find other evidence back in Sitka, wherever, and he's in a wheelchair now, but now he has to come back and face jury in Alaska. So he's in his wheelchair. The court case goes on 2 or 3 weeks. It's not looking good. The verdict is going to be the next day. He knows how it's going to turn out. And that evening, he decides to roll himself off the pier and into the water, and he drowns. And so
you forgot the best part.
What's that?
The way they found the bodies.
I forget.
They went out, checked his crab lines, and his wife and daughter were in the crab pot.
That's right. Yeah.
They pulled them up and found the bodies inside of his crab. Yeah. His crab.
And this is I remember seeing, I can't find it now, and I'm going to leave it up to you to do it, but I couldn't find the newspaper article. I found it once. I actually went up to the University of Alaska and somehow located it years and years ago because my dad was at a lot of Evinrude meetings with this guy. He was a dealer, so he knew this guy. Not well, but he knew him from a business deal. But anyway, those are the kinds of things that I know really interest you. And why did they do it? And how did they do it? And the unanswered questions.
Well, and everybody has a story like that. Yeah. Everybody, you know, from a small town, they're like, oh, did you remember that one person? I mean, my brother-in-law told me that there was a killer in Wyoming that they found. They could not find the bodies or the vehicles of these missing girls. And when they did an overhead, LIDAR scan, they found this weird, this weird depression in the ground by this guy's house. And he was like, oh, I was digging for a well. And they're like, it's 120 feet down for a well here. Like, you're not going to dig for a well out here. So they got a search warrant and found the cars buried underneath the ground in his backyard, the entire car with the girls inside.
Wow.
So, I mean, everybody has a story like this. And it's not just the well-knowns. Like, I do the well-known stories for sure, but I really like finding out the stories that nobody knows about. Or they're like, that's why we don't go to that town anymore.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Yeah, creepy and interesting at the same time. So, anyway, if that's what you're into, if you like kind of weird, bizarre, creepy stuff, some of it, again, will be in Alaska, and there's no shortage of weird stories here or creepy people. This is something that you can tune into.
Well, and if you go, again, to if you want to check it out, go to Creepy Crossroad on YouTube. And if you have friends and family who are they're like, oh, yeah, you know, you Cousin Annie, I know she'd be into this. Let me send it to her. And so you can like and subscribe to it because I do drop new episodes once a week. And once a week. I'm ambitious.
Wow.
Once a week. And they're roughly about 20 to 30 minutes long each. Okay. They're great. And I've been told many a time that I have the voice you can fall asleep to. So feel free to, check it out if it's something you're into or you need a good voice to fall asleep to that may give you nightmares.
But and the thing that when you're on a radio or talking to a group, everybody might have one of these situations that they know about, they don't know all the details, or forgot about it. Could have been from the 50s, could have been further back from that. Because I know there was like the Cecil Wells story, which he was the owner of the before Aurora Motors. He had Aurora Motors, and there's a bizarre story about that story, just crazy. But it's been documented, and they've talked about it. But there's always what's neat. What you're doing, you ask additional questions, you try and follow up sometimes with a living somebody that's around maybe that.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, and every time I talk to somebody about this type of thing, like I talk to somebody and they're like, did you hear about the serial killer in Two Rivers? And I was like, what?
Yeah.
And it was apparently a one-eyed guy who used to hide bodies under septic tanks in Two Rivers. I have no idea if this has any legitimacy at all, but I want to check it out. Yeah. So the more stories I can get to deep dive into, the better. So if you got them, send them and we'll figure it out.
And again, if somebody has an idea, they can contact you through the web, through the email.
Yep. creepycrossroad@gmail.com.
creepycrossroad@gmail. All right. Well, there you go. So that's what Emmy's up to. She went from jumping beaver dams in the boat to people buried under septic tanks. All in a couple of decades. Just lots of cool stuff. All right. Well, that's fun, Emmy. And again, pretty ambitious. One a week.
Yep.
That seems like crazy ambitious. Yeah.
Yeah. Compared to the footage I had to deal with from the upper or from the from the river challenge, nothing.
That's a piece of cake. See? Yep. So I'm glad I could have helped to get you ready for this adventure. And so anyway, stay tuned. Creepycrossroad.com. creepycrossroad@gmail.com.
Yep.
And creepycrossroad@gmail.com.
Yep. And it's going to be on Instagram, Facebook, also YouTube, Creepy Crossroad. Check it out.
There you go, Fairbanks. All right. Thanks for coming in, Emmy. That's another episode of the Outdoor Show. I'm sorry if you feel a little sketchy right now or looking behind you as you're walking down the sidewalk, but that's the way it is. All right. This is Craig with the Compo Outdoor Show. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to the Compos Outdoor Show on KFAR Radio, streaming live at kfarradio.com. To listen back to this program or any past episodes, simply click on the Compos Outdoor Show in the Archives tab on the website.